Was yesterday a complete day off for the players?
It was a complete day off for the players, half day for the staff.
Okay. So what do you expect on a day after? You expect fresher legs and everything in practice today?
Well, I'll say this. They're fresh in the first 3 days. When you look at the quality of the video, the energy that's spent, just all the information that, you know, obviously comes to you there. I would think our energy would be very good today.
How'd you get through it health-wise?
I'm sorry?
How'd you get through it health-wise?
Looks good. I mean, I'm waiting on the information from treatments this morning, but we came out of Saturday's practice pretty good.
Like, do you think Montrevious will be out a while, or is that something that he could be back soon?
He'll be out a while, yes. It'll be, I don't have the specifics of how that's gone, but it'll be multiple weeks.
Mike, you positioned yourself smack dab in the middle of between the linebackers and the running backs, starting the blitz pickup drill. I was wondering if that speaks to kind of the importance of finding out what you got back there since you have so much inexperience at running back.
Well, it's a good drill, number one. It's a drill that you want to make sure it gets off on the right foot, because that drill can, if it's not done properly, you're teaching bad habits. The depth of the linebacker on the cadence and the depth of the running back is important. You have to get a realistic situation there that you're trying to create for each guy, because if it isn't realistic, then the technique that they're practicing is not what you're looking for. So that's part of it. I wanted to see the young guys stick their nose in there. But it's a drill that you can't do enough of, and this is the time of year to do it.
Mike, your offensive line from exactly 1 year ago, it's 60% different. And yet it seems to maintain a certain standard of play. I mean, it's gone through changes over the years, and it maintains it. Why do you think that? Is that an ability thing, a coaching thing, a culture thing? What do you think?
I think it's all three. I think that the offensive line room is outstanding. When you go in there, there's a standard that's set. The maturity of the veteran leadership is definitely present. James Campen does an outstanding job. I personally think he's clearly one of the best or best in the business. He's established himself and how he does things and the expectations. You got a good young coach in Jeff Blasco working with him there. So the culture is exactly what you're looking for. And hey it's you have Jari from, you got a new face in there, and I think it always helps when you bring in a veteran that can bring another viewpoint into the room. So it's an excellent culture.
Ned, how much do you view camp as a time when maybe younger and newer voices can emerge, especially after an offseason where you guys produce guys like TJ or Julius in the locker room?
I'm not sure. Can you?
How much do you view training camp as a time when, or do you encourage new voices to emerge, younger voices to emerge, leaders?
Well, you always want people to emerge. Leadership isn't, I think there's a big, misconception when you think you have to wait 3 or 4 or 5 years to start to lead. And, I mean, there's leadership opportunities for every single player. Now there's, different levels of leadership, clearly. And as you grow in the locker room, as your credibility grows in the locker room, it puts you in position to take advantage of those higher level opportunities for leadership. So we've always promoted that. We encourage it as part of our culture. It has to come from within the locker room. You can't assign it. I think that's a mistake that you can make as a head coach.
Mike, you guys have had a lot of success with the undrafted free agents in the past. Now week two of training camp. For some of those new guys who may be bubble players to begin with, what do you look for to impress you and the coaching staff to give them a legit chance to make the 53?
Well, we're looking for each guy, every single one of those guys, to do what's asked of them and do it the right way. So, I mean, it's so early in camp. If you look at Saturday's practice, there's a lot of good things, a lot of individual things that were excellent once we got the video. And then there was some things that more just how we were practicing and we could do better. So, yeah, I mean, every guy's the quantity of reps is what I'm looking for, particularly in those young free agents, because you want to make sure you're giving those guys an opportunity.
Mike, you talked a little bit during the spring about Kentrell Bryce's growth. He gave you a lot of snaps late last season. What kind of step do you think he'll take for you, too?
I think he's starting to take it already. He's his command is exceptional compared to last year. He's really speaking up, and you know, the safety position, and particularly, you know, all the different positions that those guys play, because you're looking at a number of our safeties that play multiple positions. Communication is critical, and you can see the confidence, the assertiveness, and he's so much more comfortable back there.
How important is it to have the depth that you guys have back there, the amount of numbers that you have played snaps for?
Well, I mean, you want depth at every position. So, I mean, I think our safety groups is as fine as a group that I've seen in my 20-plus years in this league.
Let's stick with the safeties, Mike. I think it was during the draft you said that. I think you said it was Brian Ludikus came up to you back in November or whatever about Josh Jones. How rare is that for a scout to come up to you during the middle of football season and point to a college candidate?
It's very common. You know, we work together. I mean, our offices are right next to each other. I mean, we're on the same hallway, so we interact all the time, and I don't watch as much college games as I used to in the past. So when I see those guys coming off the road, and it's very common, as you know, hey, who'd you see this week? Where'd you go? Who'd you like? So that's a very normal conversation.
What have you thought of him so far? I mean, it's easy for us to see that he's always around the ball, but obviously you got a bigger picture of things.
I think you see exactly what you see in college. I mean, and that's what jumps off the video. You know, on Josh, you know, he plays with a tenacity. He's always around the football. He's very instinctive, has that, you know, excellent range, and so he's off to a good start.
During OTAs, we were talking to Joe Witt, and he was kind of giving a rundown of the corners from last season, and even Devon House, he said, was a guy that struggled in Jacksonville last year. When you watched tape on Devon, what did you see last year, and what would be the things that indicate that was more of a fluke?
You know, just going into the game, you know, we played Jacksonville obviously early, the first game of the year. And I would think, you know, my recollection is, you know, Devon wasn't playing with as much confidence as he obviously practiced with Saturday. I thought he had an excellent day at practice Saturday. So, you know, he's got an excellent skill set. He really fits the way we like to play, and it's great to have him back. But, you know, I think a lot of those things, particularly playing the corner, you know, corner position in this league is, you know, you talk about being out there on an island. So, you know, confidence is a big part of their success.
Going back to that leadership thing, we all talked to Mike Daniels on Saturday, and you know how he can be sometimes, but he was talking about...
Sometimes?
He's talking about how this defense needs a renegade mentality. It needs to be more like Seattle and stuff like that. I'm just wondering, you know, so much goes into defensive success, whether it's execution or personnel or whatever. How much do you think attitude is part of having a good defense, and do you think that's something your guys need, or is that just something that if they think they need that and they want to carry themselves up?
Well, I mean, attitude, you know, confidence, obviously approach, every unit of football needs that, and you know, we don't need to be like any other team. We need to focus on being the best Green Bay Packers defense with the proper attitude, energy, focus, and so forth. So, I mean, comparables I'm not into. And Seattle's got an excellent defense, and they've played, you know, great defense in this league for quite some time. So we need to take a big step in that area. I mean, it's, you know, when you look at our tackling last year, it definitely improved. So I think we're fifth in the league in tackling, but when you look at takeaways, the one thing that stands out is, you know, our number of opportunities. Takeaway opportunities is clearly not where it needs to be. And I think that speaks to the energy and the attitude and aggressiveness of your defense. So we need to do a better job there.
Two more, please.
So it's not so much about the way you carry yourselves or hit the guy, the way you stir it up. It's more about a confidence and an aggressiveness than a badass.
See, I've always been – I've been, you know – you know, when I look at my background and the way you grow up, I and when you're in competitive sports, I was more focused on a guy that wasn't saying anything. And you know, I think when guys do say something, it's, you know, how they say it, when they say it is doing it. I mean, there's a place for verbal, you know, an interaction or excitement or energy. Definitely it's part of it, but that's not going to make you a good defense. I mean, if you jump up and down, scream and yell and say a bunch of bad words, it's really what goes into it. So they can scream and yell, they cannot say anything, but when they cross the line, it needs to show in their action. and the tenacity and what they're doing to the other guy.
Mike, we joke about Mike Daniels. Do you like the energy he brings to practice?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. How could you not? Absolutely. No, Mike's got incredible energy, incredible passion for the game of football. He's not only just into the game, he's into his teammates. So he dives into the team concept. He's exactly what you're looking for.
Mike, I don't know how much you were counting on Montrevious and Vince, but you are deep at some of those spots. But is this, a concern that those are two guys that you picked that haven't been out here yet?
I don't think it's, time for concern. It's the unfortunate part of our game. When it happens to young guys, these practices are so critical for their development, especially in year one. Not only learning what to do and how to do it, but, how we practice and things, everything that goes into it. So it's just unfortunate.